Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, everybody. This is Geraldo Rivera reporting Roadkill, my political podcast, The View from the Middle of the Road. Joe Biden, President Joe Biden, getting absolutely pummeled as Omicron, this newest variant of the COVID-19 pandemic, spreads throughout America's society. It spread so far, so aggressively, that it even consumed your humble host. Yes, I am or was positive for COVID last Wednesday, at least. So I'm 6 days out. What should the rules be for me going forward? Should I need a negative test before I leave my household arrest? We'll talk about that and the distressing crime statistics, the murder epidemic that has seized our nation, as evidenced by the statistics coming out from 2021. Here's Roadkill.
Roadkill with Geraldo Rivera.
Doctor, give me the news. The news is horrible. Let me start with this bulletin. It got me. Despite my two shots of Moderna and a Pfizer booster, last Wednesday I tested positive for COVID symptoms. Minimal, mostly a scratchy throat, disappeared in hours, never a fever, no loss of taste, none of that. I've been isolating at home, mask wearing, of course. Thankfully, neither Erica nor Sol, our 16-year-old, are ill. They both test negative. I'll take another test in the next couple of days. Where do I sign up for a fourth shot? But I expect blowback today on Fox because I've been so scornful of those who have refused to get vaccinated. I guess the theory will go, what good did it do me? Well, the fact of the matter is, remember the terror, the absolute terror that a COVID diagnosis brought just a year ago. It was just exactly a year ago this week, that my 60-year-old nephew, Bobby Reed, husband of Michelle, father of Casey and Tyler, two wonderful University of Michigan honors student graduates, died from COVID. So it's something that has been very much on the minds of the Rivera clan. We've been masking. As I said, we did the shots, as many as were available. Now in Israel, they're saying a fourth booster will soon be distributed to the people of Israel. And I have no doubt, but a tweaked fourth booster will soon be distributed here in this country. And yet, and still, there are those who say, why bother? That the version of COVID that we're all seeing right now, the Omicron, is so relatively benign compared to the Delta, the Alpha, and the other variants, that maybe there's a silver lining. Maybe there will be more herd immunity now, more natural immunity now, after people suffer a mild case. Now, if anybody, if you know anything, call me, 216-578-1100. Call me if you know anything other than my thesis that I've heard, obviously, not just mine, that the spread, this ominous spread, a million victims a day, and that's way undercounted. You know that everyone who's getting those rapid tests that they take home, the folks that test positive, the vast majority of them are not calling into the health department saying, oh, by the way, I tested positive. They're just kind of hunkering down, keeping their mouths shut. So that million new cases a day is a profound undercount, I have no doubt. So what do you do now? You got to carry on. I mean, I've been isolating. Fortunately, God has blessed me with the resources where I could stay in one neighborhood in this house and my family can stay in the other. A lot of people not so lucky, obviously. Cleveland schools closed, along with Newark, Atlanta, Milwaukee. New York opened, the nation's largest school district. But New York, I think, just yesterday had 200,000 cases. I mean, this crazy COVID pandemic will, by the time it is over, touch every life in America. Maybe not everybody's going to get ill or test positive. And again, I stress, I have zero symptoms. I've never had a fever, not even a tiny fever. I've never had a loss of taste or any of that stuff, or the rashes I've heard described. Nothing other than the sinking feeling that because I have been the advocate so strongly of vaccinations and then boosters, and I've been in some ways a minority voice at Fox. Now I'm scheduled to do the 5 this afternoon. I can just imagine how Gutfeld and Jesse are going to respond when they hear this news. But, you know, what if I never got the shots? And at 78 years old, I got infected by original COVID. Do you know that 81% of the deaths and hospitalizations for serious illness from this whole COVID epidemic, 81% have been people 65 years old and older. So that's why last night on Hannity, it was kind of infuriating to hear how the New York health authorities were prioritizing based on race. They wanted to get the kits, the testing kits, and the pharmaceutical treatments for COVID into the poor Black and Latino neighborhoods on the theory that they could use the therapies to achieve social justice, racial equity, because Black people and Latinos and Native Americans are dying at twice the rate of white people. But what that statistic ignores is the fact that, that many have underlying conditions like obesity or diabetes. And then again, 81% of all deaths from COVID have been people 65 years old and older. Put it another way, people 65 or older are 80 times more likely to die or be hospitalized for serious COVID than people 18 to 29. So if you're 18 to 29, you are 1/80th as likely to be hospitalized and to die of COVID as someone 65 and older. So if they wanted to really do social justice with these new COVID therapies, instead of locating it in the Black and brown neighborhoods, they should locate it in the senior citizen communities. That's where the people are dying. Gary, what's on your mind? Thank you for calling. What's doing?
Are you still have COVID now, or are you feeling okay? Or
I feel fine. I felt fine good. From the day after.
Good. Hey, March 23rd last year, the American Osteopathic Journal of Medicine talked about the researches that had been done utilizing specially trained dogs if you detect COVID-19, find out that they were 98 to 100% accurate. You have a number.
So
of
what's your? You want to bring the dogs over to people's houses that can't get the tests?
Well, you know, if
a neighborhood service, have the dogs come over and sniff you?
Hey, they can walk.
I don't mean to laugh at it, but it seems a little far fetched.
Well, there are a number of hospitals in the U.S. who have dogs that detect COVID right now. So
no, I think that's a good idea. Have them at the hospital is a good idea.
Yeah, and also, you know, you have the Miami Heat. You can't even get into their facility unless you walk past the COVID dog.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Checking you for
COVID. That's a good idea, too. So how would how would you structure it, Gary? How would you structure it?
Well, let's take, for instance, let's take Southwest Hospital. Well, you have a bunch of people going into a garage with their car, and they pull up, and they have a nose swab. And actually, nose swabs are not the most effective. It's the under-the-tongue saliva that will give you a better reading.
But I took it up the nose.
I took
it up the nose.
Yeah, I know, but the science already shows that it's saliva from the under the tongue. Now, what happens is you pull up, you've got all your paperwork done, all you do is crack your car door, the dog's nose goes right there. If there's COVID individual in the car, the dog sits, and then you got to pull the car over and, you know, do another test if you want to, but we've already determined with the dog, because really, it is the most accurate way of detecting COVID, plus the fact that it's so easy, it is so expedient in terms of it takes seconds. A dog can check 400 people in about 4 hours.
Well, listen, I'm for anything that gives information. And, dogs certainly have, I've covered enough war to know that dogs can be extremely accurate in detecting, some targeted condition or substance. So I'm all for it. I'm all for it. Why not? I don't think it's going to alter the course of this monumental wave that's now sweeping over the country. Christine in Parma, hi. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Geraldo. Just hear me out. I love you. I listen to your program all the time. You have a cold. The virus tests positive. The cold virus is the same virus as this one. You're destroying your natural immunity every time you get a shot or booster.
So you've not been shot or boosted?
No, and I have been working with COVID people for 3 years now. I work in a nursing home. I'm a nurse. Vaccinated people are making this virus stronger. Viruses mutate, and when they do, they become weaker. That's a natural law. You vaccinated are making the virus stronger. You can get 5 shots, get 10 shots, get more boosters. You're spreading it. Continue to wear the bacterial and pneumonia spreading masks, too. That's another thing. You're inhaling your carbon dioxide and your bacteria.
So the mask is no good?
No, it is not any good. Yes. Take the mask off.
You don't
off,
wear a
get
mask when you treat the elderly?
When I do, because it's required where I work. But that doesn't mean that I think it works. I do natural remedies. I have not been sick. I have never got the COVID. I do natural things. I take my vitamin D3. I take my quercetin, which is another one. I take my zinc. I take my quinine. I take my vitamin C. I take some other things. I have not been sick. I haven't had a cold in 20 years. I haven't had a flu shot in 20 years, and I haven't had the flu. There's a lot of natural things to do. The more shots and vaccinations people get, it's working on their natural immunity, and it continues to make the virus get stronger. People got to stop the shots, stop the vaccinations. And you have a cold. You don't have COVID. How can you? I always said, how can you have a life-threatening disease that kills people and not have no symptoms? Now, that does not make sense.
Well, it doesn't make any sense that I have no symptoms, but
it doesn't
I have
make
no
sense.
Symptoms.
Well, that's what I've said. But, you know, it tests positive, but doesn't it's not you're it's wrong to be getting all these boosters and vaccination.
All right, but Israel is I consider them in the forefront of modern medicine, and they're suggesting fourth shots for people. But Christine, listen, I know there are a lot of people have found great success with natural remedies. I still feel very strongly that vaccine mandates are appropriate, because I cannot, when I compare what happened to me with what happened to my nephew Bobby, it's like he was in World War II and I was in a tiny skirmish that came and went. I tell you what, Rob, let's play Hannity from last night, where we debated who gets the scarce tests and pharmaceuticals to treat this.
Here for a quick reaction is OutKick founder, also the creator of the Let's Go Brandon t-shirt, of which I am a proud owner, and co-host of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show. Clay is with us, along with Fox News correspondent at large, Geraldo Rivera. I was a little
Happy
surprised, Clay, that Joe, the cognitive mess that he is, didn't know what Let's Go Brandon means. We didn't. I missed that night of broadcast excellence, as Rush used to say.
Oh, that was so great. Oh, that was so great. Yeah, Sean, Happy New Year to everybody out there, and to you kinda, as well. But that was a riveting clip.
That was
there.
A riveting, and revealing moment. Geraldo Rivera, very simple question. If we're going to use race to determine testing, treatments, isn't that called racism?
It is. It's as racist as if it were the other way around. And it makes very little sense. It is true that race is a factor in fatalities and hospitalizations due to COVID, particularly in the earlier incarnations of the disease. But this, as Dr. Oz points out correctly, this disease is not about race, it's about age. 81% of the people who have died or have been severely hospitalized because of COVID have been 65 years old or older. So if you really want to target a vulnerable population, then you should set up these clinics and so forth in senior citizen communities. It is not about race, it's about age. And well, for them to do this, I think it is really using public health for social equity, I think, is really preposterous.
And Clay, I don't know the reason why, but I know for a pretty long period of time, minorities in New York City, for example, were at much lower rates in terms of getting vaccines. I can't give an explanation. If the city decided to go into areas where there were low levels of vaccination and they felt that it was important to offer it for free, I believe in freedom, medical privacy, and doctor-patient confidentiality. I guess that's a rarity these days. I would find acceptable because it's based on science. This is based on race and race alone.
Yeah, look, I think the easy way to think about this, Sean, and also Geraldo, is imagine what the reaction would be nationwide, instantaneously, if a city or a state had made the decision to prioritize treatment for COVID for white people. That mayor, that governor, they would be under siege immediately. There would almost instantaneously, I bet you, be an attorney general press conference where Merrick Garland said that they were going to begin an investigation into bringing criminal charges to find out how that had occurred. We need to stop treating people based on their identity and start treating everyone equally. And so if we were prioritizing treatment for white people, it would be a criminal investigation. Why are we not looking at this in the same way when it comes to prioritizing minority? As Geraldo pointed out, look, the two biggest factors in terms of COVID disparate treatment are age and weight. If you are obese and you are elderly, you are under incredible danger from COVID, and I encourage you to go get your vaccine and get boosted if you haven't already. But treating everyone as if they are under the exact same risk is wrong, and also trying to pick races and decide how to treat people based on that is wrong.
I advise people to talk to their doctors. I'm not a doctor. I'm not playing one on radio, and I'm not playing one on TV. And I don't know people's medical history, their current condition. That's not for me to decide one size fits all medicine. Geraldo, here we are 2 years into this. We ran out of tests all over the country the last few weeks. We've had monoclonal antibodies for a year and a half, Geraldo. We ran out of those too. There's no excuse for that. We have these new antivirals. They're not being distributed, Geraldo. I've never seen such a level of failure than the government here.
One more point. I'll get to that. One more point about the government using public health for social engineering. 8 years ago, Mayor de Blasio, just elected, opted to plow the snow from the poor communities first, not the wealthy communities. I lived on the Upper East Side. The garage for the sanitation trucks is right there. They always plowed their way out, so they plowed that neighborhood first, then got to the outer boroughs. De Blasio said, no, we're going to go start in the outer boroughs and work our way in. It was the end of his mayoralty. He had eight more years to go, but nobody in that neighborhood would ever vote for him again. Now, in terms of Biden, President Biden's ineptitude, a lot of it has to do with the fact that we haven't been able to keep up with the way this disease is evolving, in fairness. I mean, no one expected Omicron. Delta was a surprise. I think that what Biden did against Trump was extremely unfair. Trump did the best he could on the basis of the information he had. Biden, I think, had a cockiness and an arrogance that is coming back to bite him in the ass. But I don't think he's a bad person.
A year and a half monoclonals, you run out. 2 years into the pandemic, we have no tests. I can't take it. It's so incompetent.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So incompetent. Well, you can decide whether it's incompetent or whether this is so unprecedented that nobody could have done better. Today will be the return of the Roadkill podcast. It's been a while, Rob.
I was going to say,
remember what I look like?
Yeah, I honestly, yes. Well, because you're on TV a whole lot, that helps things out for sure. But we had a couple of guys here at the studio, and I was going to put you in there, but you're out in your office right now. But if you had to come in, I was actually worried about you. I was going to send you some directions. I was going to make sure you were going to be okay.
But you're in a different place now, aren't you?
No, you would think. We said that was going to happen. No.
Oh, it didn't happen?
Not yet. I think we're shooting for March, I think is what we're... hopefully we'll beat the Guardians on the field. I think that's what we're hoping for.
Ah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, I want to get... Well, let me take John, who's been very patient in Lyndhurst. John, what's on your mind? Thank you for calling 216-578-1100.
Geraldo, thank you. I pray you heal quickly, and I'm glad you have a mild case.
Thank you, buddy.
I just want to say I've thought of you for years as a consummate investigative reporter. I appreciate that. So based on that, it seems like when it came to COVID, though, you've dropped all that. I mean, there are genuine scientists.
I've been narrow-minded, you mean?
Well, you're not looking at, you're not digging into anything. You just go by whatever the mainstream media says and you parrot it. There are good scientists and entomologists and so forth who literally are getting censored. How do you feel about that? If they so much as ask a question, they're blown off the media screen.
Well, if you're talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene and some of the others who've been banned.
I'm talking about science. I am not. I'm talking about the man who helped actually create this virus, he's been banned off Twitter. I mean, not the virus, the vaccine. People like that. I'm surprised you're not digging into this. You're just buying the thing that anyone disagrees is a conspiracy
theory. How could I know what is true other than what I see? And what
but
I
you're
see
not even
is,
trying.
I keep going
Geraldo,
back to,
others,
oh, hold on, John, hold
I'm
on.
Sorry.
Hold on.
I will,
give me a
I will,
chance.
I'm sorry.
Hold on.
Forgive me.
It's okay. I compare myself with my nephew, a year apart, and how different our outcomes were because of therapeutics, because of vaccines. And I don't think that you can deny that experience. I mean, this disease has struck very close to the heart of my family. It caused great misery. And now, a year later, it's a minor inconvenience. I can't go outside and play. You know, so I've got to go with the science there, John.
Okay, can I just make a couple other points, though?
Sure.
Why,
sure.
With all medicine, it's risk versus benefits, and we usually have a choice with that, but you're for mandates. Why not give people the choice? And when it comes to vaccinating, like, five-year-old kids, they're nine times more likely to die in a car accident. So why do we let them drive, be in cars? I mean, this is ridiculous. We're going to put that stuff in these kids. We don't know really
how it's going to affect them. Children get for measles, for smallpox, for all the other things that they get vaccinated?
I'm sorry, and I know I'm not very calm. Those vaccines seem to actually work. You can't this vaccine. If this vaccine worked, you wouldn't care if I got a vaccine or not. But since we don't really believe it works, then everybody better get it. And why get it? It doesn't work in the first place. So why don't you research that stuff? Why don't you?
All right, John, I get it.
That.
You're in a lecturing mood rather than an expository mood. I get it. But I want to talk about, I want to go back to that. Dr. Bob will join us, as I said, in about 10 minutes. But now that the statistics are in, I just have to, again, talk about what's happening in the black areas of this country, in terms of murder, homicide, the leading cause of death for young black men. It is absolutely horrifying what has been happening. I mean, Philadelphia, Austin, Columbus, Indianapolis, Portland, Memphis, Louisville, Milwaukee, Albuquerque, and Tucson. Minneapolis ties the previous record. Chicago, almost 800 homicides. I mean, since the death of George Floyd, there's been an orgy of murders in the black community. It's perverse. It's perverse. You know, my friend Steve Loomis, Detective Loomis, is on this case involving the 25-year-old kid. I mean, it's infuriating that the 18-year-old girl who killed the officer with the shot in the back, twice in the back, she was out on another third-degree felony, stolen property, fourth-degree felony. She was out on a whole bunch. She was paroled and committed all these horrible crimes leading up to the death of this officer. Did she stalk this officer? And her accomplice, convicted 7 times in the past 4 years of carjacking, 7 times in the last 4 years. What the hell was this person doing on the street? On the street to kill a cop. It's just, it's absolutely, I mean, our new mayor cannot let these misguided notions of social justice warp the criminal justice system to the extent that a vicious, murdering, violent criminal can be free to kill a cop, a 25-year-old cop. It is so pathetic. 57% of the homicides committed in the United States committed by less than 3% of the population. 21,470 murders in the United States in 2020 alone. 3 times the number of deaths than we lost soldiers in the war zones in the last 20 years. I mean, Columbus, Ohio, 203 murders. They historically, according to Detective Loomis, get around 100 a year. So they have 203 in Columbus, the capital. Actually, it was below last year, at least in Cleveland. We had 189 in 2020. 16 more than we had this year. But what is it? Why are these kids killing each other, cops, and others? What the hell is it? Is it just the availability of guns? You're going to blame the guns? Everybody's got a gun. These kids are using them, though, for real or imagined beefs. I mean, what? Did they really just want this off-duty cop's car? Is that where they shot him in the back? It's really, there's going to be a reckoning. You can't have a society where there is not a reasonable expectation that the young man in your family who goes out to get a smoke or dinner or a drink, you have to have a reasonable expectation he's going to come home in one piece. I mean, they have shootouts. In Cleveland, 155 of the homicides, all but 18, put it a different way, all but 18 of the murders here in Cleveland were black victims, black suspects. There's a ghetto civil war. And you never, ever hear, I don't hear Marsha Fudge say anything about it. Chantel Brown, don't hear anything. Sherrod Brown. Rob Portman, Mike DeWine, when are they going to recognize? Yes, we take COVID very seriously, but how about murder? We take murder very seriously, too. Don in Kent, thanks for calling 216-578-1100, Don.
Oh, hey, God bless you, Geraldo, and your family. I hope everything works out great for you this year. You know, Brother Geraldo, you know, we got to look at the cultural aspect of this, you know. This is not just limited to poor, uneducated, you know, young black men. Look at O.J. Simpson, a multimillionaire. Look at Bill Cosby, another multimillionaire, very well educated. We got to get back into culture with
Bill
these
Cosby
folks.
Bill Cosby didn't kill anybody.
Know what their roots are, get them back into the churches, too.
I think church really is very helpful. When I was growing up, the kids that had a religious connection did better than the kids who did not. And if that sounds old-fashioned, I think that, take it from me. I'm an observer over three-quarters of a century. Brandon in Elyria, what's on your mind, buddy?
Well, no, Geraldo, I was going to say, you know, you're asking when someone's going to pay attention to this, and it might be now. I mean, this is an off-duty police officer who was shot and killed in Cam's Corners, and I know of a couple of guys that live in that neighborhood. That is not East Cleveland, and I know I'm not excusing it.
Describe Cam's Corners.
It's middle class. There's a lot of bars down there. I know it's a social destination for a lot of people. PJ McIntyre's is where I go a lot. It's manicured. It's just been renovated. It's a good neighborhood.
So what actually happened? I mean, was it an attempt to steal the car? Was it just a carjacking? The fact that he was a cop was
that's
random, or was he targeted?
The couple people that I've talked to off the record have said that that's pretty much what happened. Is that that woman went up to the car, not realizing who owned it, who was inside, and it was just the wrong person who owned it. And not saying that there was a right person to own a car that's about to get jacked, but yeah, it wasn't a target. I believe nothing that I've heard has said it was a targeted, you know, cop violence kind of situation. It was just a random, unfortunate, tragic tale.
But what about the people in Cam's Corners? I mean, where's the outrage? That's what we need.
Yeah,
we need outrage.
And you know, I talked to a couple of guys, you know, just individually, the people I talked to were pretty outraged. You know, one person actually heard the shots. I think he said it was just about two or three blocks from his house. So yeah, there's a lot of outrage on the, you know, just rank and file, but I'm waiting to see something out of, you know, that is technically Cleveland. So that is, you know, that is Mayor Bibb, that is the city council, that is, you know, who I'm trying to get a hold of and trying to get some answers from. But, you know, that is, you know, we're going to have to worry about this. This is not the dingy part of Cleveland that we don't like to talk about at parties. This is pretty close to the stuff that's on the brochure.
I'll take Brandon in Elyria, and then I want to save time for Dr. Bob. Brandon, What's on your mind?
Well, you talked about the color of the skin of the victims of violent crime in Cleveland.
Victims and perpetrators.
I wonder if you have considered, though, that it less has to do with the color of their skin and more their socioeconomic position. How somebody can be so desperate in their minds that they think that that's a good alternative. This is not happening in wealthy neighborhoods, not because there's not something to steal or something to gain in a wealthy neighborhood, but because there's no one.
I'm not so sure that according to the Plain Dealer over the weekend, homicides are up 29% in suburban Cleveland, 71 murders, including 14 in East Cleveland, 6 in Parma last year. So you had.
You're not talking.
So there were murders in at least one homicide in Beechwood, Bedford, Bedford Heights, Broadview Heights, Brooklyn, Cleveland Heights, Euclid, Lakewood,
and what were the,
Mayfield Heights,
the,
North Olmsted, North Royalton, Richmond
crimes?
Heights, South Euclid, University Heights.
Okay, Geraldo, what were the motives for those individual crimes?
I don't know.
You're not looking at why those crimes are occurring. Crime in general is not up in the United States. Crime in general is down. And even violent crime, when you compare to the late 80s,
crime in the cities are up. Murders are up. I got to go, Brandon, because I got Dr. Bob. I just want to get him on. Is on the line? Dr. Robert, hello. Ahoy.
Good morning.
So your favorite client, patient, comes down with a positive COVID test. I'm furious. I'm frustrated. I'm wearing a mask. I'm isolating. First of all, why didn't Erica and Sol get it? We all had the same kind of a shared experience.
Very puzzling. A story that's not terribly uncommon why some folks contracted and some not. It's amazing within a close-knit family how some folks just become not even being exposed. We're not even talking about how your immune system is, whether or not you fought it off or anything like that. It's just very crazy how some folks seem to be, I don't want to say, they just don't get it for some reason. And I don't know whether it's the idea of there's not enough virus that winds up kind of being expelled by the person that's sick. And before that happens, you isolate oneself from that, and therefore they never get enough virus in their system in order to get sick.
Well, I'm definitely isolated from the family. But New York City, right now ravaged by this Omicron. What the hell happened?
Simply put,
Cleveland also, by the way.
Yeah, the vaccination portion is wonderful. I think the vaccination portion, as is very clear by all the information that we seem to be getting, is not as effective at making you not get the illness. You will get the illness. I will say I have many, many, many patients that have it. Not any one of them are in the hospital of all ages, and it's because the severity seems to be less with regards to how people are getting sick. Even though there's a lot of people that are actually contracting the virus itself. And I believe the vaccination and in particular the booster is what's saving us here, because we're kind of a little bit on the vaccination heavy side. And so therefore we're getting a change in the way the virus approaches us because of the vaccination. And there's certain nuances about this new strain that also protect us from getting, I think, a little bit less severely sick, at least by the experts right now, in terms of how people are going to get the significant breathing pulmonary issue that others had gotten with some of the other strains.
See, I have none of that. I have none of that, and no fever either. No. So I got tested last Wednesday. I got a PCR test. So should I be taking medicine?
The medicines, for the most part, are reserved for those folks in two categories. Number one is those people that have some kind of respiratory kind of complaint, even though you're not in the hospital or not, where you have some evidence to suggest that your lungs are somehow being compromised, where you can get potentially worse. And the second, people that have multiple medical issues that could necessarily be putting them in harm's way because they have other complicating issues like diabetes and kidney disease and severe overweightness, et cetera, all the other risk factors. Those would be the people that would be necessarily candidates. I will say the one monoclonal antibody treatment, which was indicated even just for people over 65 that were positive, because those people tend to not do as well, that now seems to be less effective against this new variant, and they're holding back treating people with that because of that reason. And so that was one of the few treatments that could have been given in people with mild disease to prevent them from getting worse, and that doesn't seem like that works as well for this particular variant.
Is there a silver lining that more and more people, this is my last question, I'm out of time, I'll have you back tomorrow. Is the silver lining that more and more people will have, the body will defend, and then the body will now have a natural defense against the disease, however severe, that comes down the pike?
The answer is yes, and the thought would be is maybe having all these people sick, provided the fact that the next variation and the next mutation that this virus goes through is not as severe as this one or somehow changes its way, where everyone gets sick, and so that gets us toward that herd immunity, either by vaccination or by natural infection. That's what we're looking to maybe have. Maybe there's some silver lining in the sense that there's enough people that get it, now they're over it, maybe the virus won't have the next person to go to, but those unvaccinated people have to be a little careful because there's still a bit of a pothole, a sinkhole where the virus can actually replicate, people can get sick, and maybe perhaps mutate even more and go to a next variation that could be more serious next time around. Even more than
what so we're not cheering on the spread of Omicron.
We're cheering it on in a controlled setting, and I think so far it seems as if that seems to be happening, where the more people that get it, you become immune to it, like you mentioned, but the only factor is how the virus changes the nature of whatever it is in order to go to the next wave, and that is prevented by having less people be able to be a harbinger of the illness itself.
Dr. Robert Fafalak, my noted internist, ace, appreciate you.
My pleasure, as always.
Okay, buddy. It is nice to be back, all things considered. I'll do a lot of Fox TV this weekend, and we'll return to Roadkill Thursday and Friday. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Geraldo Rivera reporting Roadkill.
Roadkill with Geraldo Rivera.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.